We're back to looking for creative mitzvos in the Sefer HaChinuch to apply to parshios that don't have official mitzvos counted. But as we shift from the story of Bereishis of the Avos to the second half of Bereishis, talking about Yosef and his brothers, we have a perfect pasuk to introduce us to a mitzvah. Pasuk says in this week's parsha, Yosef's brothers hated Yosef, they weren't able to speak to him peacefully, which is reminiscent of the pasuk we have in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo sisna es achicha bovavecha. Wouldn't you know it? There is a formal mitzvah against hating brothers. Thou shalt not hate a brother in thy heart. Now, whether Yosef's brothers were actually guilty of this prohibition depends on how you understand the prohibition and the reason for the prohibition and how you understand the second half of our pasuk that they couldn't speak to him peacefully. Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah 238 in Parshas Kedoshim discusses, like the Rambam, like the Sifra of the Torah Kahanim, that the mitzvah is only violated if a person hates a brother in their heart, a Jewish person in their heart, as opposed to espousing and spewing hatred. A person is open about their grudge, a person is open about their dislike for someone else. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, they are not in violation of this Avera. They're over lo sikom, lo sitor, taking revenge, holding a grudge, violation of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. But this Avera, says the Sefer HaChinuch, is specific to those who hate internally, without expressing how they are feeling. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch explains that when a person has internal hatred and doesn't express it, things can go really wrong. A person is echad b'peh, echad b'leiv, pretends to like someone and only internally dislikes them, is the root cause of harming each other, of mesira, informing on each other. It's a very despicable midah, he says, that we have to get over. But to understand what the Sefer HaChinuch means, why is it worse to hate someone internally as opposed to actually yell at them and scream at them and tell them why you hate their guts? So one approach could be, and some Chafetz Chaim writes this way, the problem with internalizing and only feeling it in your heart is that a person, the recipient of your hatred, doesn't know. They might think you're their friend. They might trust you, not knowing that internally you have a gripe with them. So a person could set themselves up to harm someone else, to stab someone in the back. So it's a violation for a person to hate internally, a special avera for one who is two-faced. Rashi in this week's parsha writes, it was a praise of Yosef's brothers who didn't do that. So they hated him. They didn't talk to him. Rashi says, in passing, the Torah is telling us, they weren't two-faced. They didn't talk to him. They made it very clear to Yosef, we don't like you. Now as it was, Yosef seems to get stabbed in the back. He's a little bit too trusting, a little bit too favorable. He goes to see them away from his father, and then really bad things happen. Things would have been a lot worse if Yosef had no idea that they were even angry at him. So according to Rashi, the prohibition of lo sisna sachicha bavavecha is a problem with not letting someone else know how you feel. And Yosef knew how they felt about him. He knew that they hated him. And that's why they were not in violation of lo sisna sachicha bavavecha. But there is another approach that the Rambam takes, that the reason why it's so terrible, worse than open hatred, for a person to feel quiet hatred, is that there's no chance for remediation. Person isn't actually discussing with the other person why they're upset, why they're angry, how the person has wronged them, and there's no chance of reconciliation. How are they supposed to make up if a person isn't airing what they're upset about? In fact, the Rambam points out in the sixth parak of Deos, the pasuk continues, Lo sisna es achicha b'vavecha. Anyone know? Hocheach tochiach es am yisecha. We typically think of tochacha as Shabbos, throwing stones. Don't ever do that. We always think of tochacha as looking at someone else and judging them for their averos ben adam lemakom. But the Rambam understands it's the second half of Lo sisna es achicha b'vavecha. Don't hit the person internally. Hocheach tochiach, talk it out. Tell the person why you're upset. And that's the only way a person can reconcile. When a person explains to someone else why they're angry, to have open communication, that is the way to solve that problem. Jonas and Eibschitz, on this week's parsha, comments that that's the pasuk is emphasizing. Very different than Rashi. The end of the pasuk is saying something negative about the brothers. So they hated him. They couldn't talk to him. Had they talked to him, they could have worked something out. Had they explained why they were upset, he was tattling on them, he was being the favorite child. Had they actually expressed to the brother, to Yosef, why they were angry, they probably could have worked something out. Maybe Yosef would have stopped tattling. Maybe Yosef would have found a way to tell his father, you know what, I don't need the special coat. I don't need to be your favorite when it's making your other sons so angry. Pasuk is emphasizing specifically, perhaps, that they were in violation of lo sisna es achicha b'vavecha, because they weren't actually able to verbalize, to actually talk to Yosef face to face in order to solve their problems. So whether Yosef's brothers were in violation of mitzvah 238, lo sisna es achicha b'vavecha, depends what is the problem with the mitzvah, the problem with the person internalizing their hatred. Is it because the other one doesn't know? Well, Rashi says that they did know. They made it very clear. They didn't pretend to like Yosef. But is the idea that a person is not opening lines of communication for reconciliation, then perhaps they were guilty. From Jonas and Eifshitz's approach, that they weren't able to open communication. With this idea, we can understand how it's possible to get over hatred. A person could say, what am I supposed to do? I feel hatred in my heart. It's a feeling. You can't tell me how to feel. The Torah is teaching us. If you feel something inside, externalize it. Open it up. Explain. Look for validation. Look for an opportunity to actually discuss and hopefully overcome the hatred to create real ahavas achim.